think that you're bored answering. I have some truly chilling tales to tell in the dark that will make you question the people and animals around you. In fact, two bone chilling tales have been dug up by Alvin Schwartz's scary stories to tell in the dark. If that isn't scary, well, get ready, because you have never heard them be told by me. The first tale by Alvin Schwartz is classic, timeless, and dare I say nightmarish. Just remember to lock your doors and windows when your parents are gone and you're alone with the babysitter. It was 9 o'clock in the evening. Everybody was sitting on the couch in front of the TV. There were Richard, Brian, Jenny, and Dory, the babysitter. The telephone rang. Maybe it's your mother, said Doreen. She picked up the phone. Before she could say a word, a man laughed hysterically and hung up. Who was it? Asked Richard. Some nut, said Doreen. What did I miss? At 9:30, the telephone rang again. Doreen answered it. It was the man who had called before. I'll be there soon, he said, and he laughed and hung up. Who was it? The children asked. Some crazy person, she said. About 10 o'clock, the telephone rang again. Jenny got to it first. Hello, she said. It was the same man. 1 more hour, he said. And he laughed and hung up. He said 1 more hour. What did he mean? Asked Jenny. Don't worry, said Doreen. It's somebody fooling around. I'm scared, said Jenny. About 10:30, the telephone rang once more. When Doreen picked it up, the man said, pretty soon now, and he laughed. Why are you doing this? Doreen screamed, and he hung up. Was it that guy again? Asked Ryan. Yes, said Doreen. I'm going to call the operator and complain. The operator told her to call back if it happened again, and she would try to trace the call. At 11 o'clock, the telephone rang again. Doreen answered it. Very soon now, the man said, and he laughed and hung up. Doreen called the operator. Almost at once, she called back. That person is calling from a telephone upstairs, she says. You better leave. I'll get the police. Just then, a door upstairs opened. A man they had never seen before started down stairs toward them. As they ran from the stairs, he was smiling in a very strange way. A few minutes later, the police found him there and arrested him. Animals out of the room for the next story by Alvin Schwartz will leave you wondering why animals wait for you to wake up. Don't be frightened, it's just a tale. Just make sure you pay attention and wait till Martin comes. An old man was out for a walk. When a store came up, he looked for a place to take shelter. Soon he came to an old house. He ran up on the porch and knocked on the door, but nobody answered. By now, rain was pouring down. Thunder was booming and lightning was flashing. So he tried the door. When he found it was unlocked, he went inside. Except for a pile of wooden boxes, the house was empty. He broke up some of the boxes and made a fire with them. Then he sat down in front of the fire and dried himself. It was so warm and cozy that he fell asleep. When he woke up, a black cat was sitting near the fire. It stared at him for a while, then it purred. That's a nice cat, he thought, and he dozed off again. When he opened his eyes, there was a second cat in the room. But this one was as big as a wolf. It looked at him very closely and asked, "Shall we do it now?" "No," said the other cat. "Let's wait till Martin comes. I must be dreaming," thought the old man. He closed his eyes again. Then he took another look. And now there was a third cat in the room. And this one was as big as a tiger. It looked the old man over and it asked, "Shall we do it now?" "No," said the others. "Let's wait till Martin comes." The old man jumped out the window and started running. "When Martin comes, you tell him I couldn't wait." You should listen to the next tale in the dark room, maybe with a candle on so you'll be frightened by the creepy shadows of the night. Be prepared to listen and see what lies in the dark, cold room. Margot was coming home from school one day. As she was walking down the woods to get home, she found a fox. A fox with black eyes and a beautiful red coat. "Hi, I'm Margot, and I'll name you Margot number 2. Immediately after naming the fox, it looked at her and scattered away. By the time Margot made it home, she noticed her house was dark and cold. It was unusual because she always was greeted by warm yellow light and nosy parents. At the corner of the dark, cold entryway was a black silhouette. Margot recognized this shape from somewhere, but where? As she was inching closer, she was startled as the blue moonlight hit the familiar figure. She was looking at a mirror image of herself, but with black eyes and a fluffy red pea coat. "Hi, Margot. I'm Margot number 2. The final story is unlike any babysitter story. This one features a monster that only children see and hear. If your child screams in the middle of the night, make sure to listen if they ever say there is a monster next door. Max lived door to a monster. To Max's mom, the monster next door was a traveling door salesman who sold kids' toys. To Max, the man next door was a big, tall, pink, rotten-looking monster with red eyes. His mom thought it was his imagination, but his little sister has heard him make pig noises while tapping outside her bedroom window. One night, Max was babysitting his little sister while his mother was out. He has proven to her that he is not afraid of monsters. That was enough to trust her son to babysit. After Max sent his sister to bed, he heard the doorbell ring. His mom told him to put on the porch light and look out the peephole before answering the door. He couldn't believe his eyes when he saw that the monster next door was at his doorstep with a bag of toys. I know what you want. The monster creepily said with a gigantic, exaggerated smile. I want you to vanish, Max screeched. He ran away from the door and sprawled on the couch, wishing for the neighbor to stop bothering him and his sister. Trembling with fear, he briskly opened the wide curtains. It was his mom who greeted him with a smile. Honey, open the door. I forgot the key. Excited to see his mother, Max rushed to the front door, opened it, and his jaw dropped. Max, I got you a toy. In her hands, she held a pink, red-eyed plush toy monster. She squeezed the toy and it oinked. That's the monster from next door, Max screamed. What are you talking about? No one lives next door. That's it. I hope I haven't scared you. Remember to pick up the phone every Saturday for more chilling tales. That is, if you and your friends dare to pick up. Also, remember to check under your bed, 'cause you never know what lies underneath. Good night.